This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Slovakian Prime Minister Robert Fico is in life-threatening condition after he was shot in an assassination attempt while leaving a government meeting on Wednesday, the Interior Minister said. Slovakia's Minister of Defense, Robert Kalinak, said the shooting was a political assault.
So this is the issue. What's happened? It's a political assault. It's absolutely clear. And we have to react on that.
The gunman shot Fico five times, leaving the prime minister in critical condition and still undergoing surgery hours later on Wednesday evening, the interior minister told a news briefing. A 71-year-old man was taken into custody in the stunned small Central European nation, with the shooting drawing international condemnation. Doctors in Gaza said on Wednesday they are struggling to provide medical treatment and many patients can't leave for treatment abroad because the southern Rafah crossing is closed. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Gaza's medical system has virtually collapsed, witnesses say. Egypt blames the closure on Israeli military operations around Rafah. Israel, which seized control of the crossing last week, said on Tuesday it was up to Egypt to reopen it. Remarks described by Cairo as desperate attempts to shift the blame, as well as shutting down a vital evacuation route for patients in Gaza. The shutdown has left desperately needed foreign aid piling up on the Egyptian side of the border.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Russian President Vladimir Putin arrived in China on Thursday to meet with counterpart Xi Jinping as he seeks greater support from Beijing for his war effort in Ukraine and his isolated economy in his first trip abroad since his March re-election.